Welcome to Inner Healers, a radio show dedicated to bridging science and spirituality by sharing the latest news on integrative health and overall well-being from a spiritual standpoint. With producer and host Luciana Stiglich, your weekly journey to remembering you can heal from within, you are an inner healer, starts right here, right now.
Everybody, welcome to Inner Healers, a radio show dedicated to bridge science and spirituality from a healthy standpoint. This show is aired via Blog Talk Radio and shared as a podcast for later replay on Spotify. Our topic for today is homeopathic approach for COVID-19, and our beautiful guest is Leah Taller, who is visiting us for the very first time from Israel. Liat is a classical homeopath registered in Israel who has been practicing for many years and teaching since 2000. She is also a health coach and has a degree in science, a master in immunology. Liat has been working as a homeopath for the past 30 years, and today she will be sharing her professional opinion with us. Despite modern advances in dealing with acute illnesses, the proportions of chronic diseases have raised fears that the human race may be in danger of losing its good health for good. As humans, we do very little to effectively ensure good health. Throughout history, modern medicine seems helpless when faced with chronic diseases, and it is consequently focused on providing merely palliative rather than deep healing treatments. I believe this has to do with the enormous amount of suffering people are experiencing nowadays and small amount of relief available through modern medicine. Such has been the case with SARS-CoV-2 virus and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is why I've dedicated this show to talk to you about the role of homeopathy as a serious approach for COVID-19. If these words resonate with you, this show is made for you and because of you. I hope it can be a light for your path. Here are some quotes I would like to share with you. Some changes look negative on the surface, but you will soon realize that space is being created in your life for something new to emerge, said Eckhart Tolle. Homeopathy cures a larger percentage of cases than any other form of treatment and is beyond doubt safer and more economical, said Mahatma Gandhi. I can't manage without homeopathy. In fact, I never go anywhere without homeopathic remedies. I often make use of them, said Paul McCartney. Homeopathy is a progressive and aggressive step in medicine, said John D. Rockefeller. Homeopathy offers a safe, natural alternative that causes no side effects or drug interactions. I am the doctor of our family and I am a big fan of homeopathy, said Cindy Crawford. You may honestly feel grateful that homeopathy survived the attempts of the allopaths to destroy it, said Mark Twain. The long-term benefits of homeopathy to the patient is that it not only alleviates the presenting symptoms, but it reestablishes internal order at the deepest levels and thereby provides a lasting cure, said George Vidal Lucas. The highest ideal of cure is the speedy, gentle, and enduring restoration of health by the most trustworthy and least harmful way, said Samuel Hahnemann. So, dear Inner Healers friends, to be able to talk more about this, today I have a beautiful guest. You are going to listen to her now. Her name is Leah Thaler. She is a registered classical homeopath in Israel. She has been practicing in Israel for more than 30 years. She's also been teaching since year 2000. She's a health coach, and she has a degree in a master's in science immunology. Thank you, Liet, for being with us this morning.
Hello, Luciana. Hello, everyone.
It's beautiful to have you. So for our listeners who maybe have not heard about homeopathy yet, what can we tell them about it? What is it?
Okay, so homeopathy is the science and art of healing. And it was founded 2,000 years ago by a German doctor. And the rule of homeopathy is like cure like. It's something that most of you heard about because I think many of us know the book The Secret or the movie. And it's a concept that really resonated to our lives in the last years. And we know, like, if we think positive things come to us. So it's something like that. And the way that we cure people is by using all the earth, all our planet, as our painting paper. And our colors are every kingdom that is on earth. We use the essence of flowers, of minerals, of animals, and we extract them and then dilute them, potentize them, so that we get the essence of the material substance, the energy of it. So we are dealing in the spiritual world, and healing like with like, we try to learn about each one of the substance or its energy essence by conducting provings, which are like small experiments that we do on human beings, usually on homeopath and students of homeopathy. And then when we give them the diluted material, this energy of each substance, we learn about the symptoms that arise in healthy people. So we like to study all the aspects of the human. It's holistic practice. So we look at things that change in the mind and in the body, in the dream world, and the desires and the aversions in life, and things that makes us feel better or worse. So then we write all these symptoms in our books of Materia Medica. And when someone comes and asks for us to heal him, we look at his disease, not personality, but we just look at this entity of disease that's over him. And we try to match a light cure. So if someone comes to us and he has, like he's very jealous at his wife, we try to find some substance that also when made people very jealous. But it's not only one symptom. We try to match a whole picture of symptoms to a story, which has all the symptoms of the mind and the body. So this is homeopathy in a nutshell.
You were talking about the person who founded or created homeopathy, who was Hahnemann. And One of the things that he talked about was the importance of the minimum dosage. Can we tell our listeners about this?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about before, that we take the substance, we extract it, and then we start diluting it. Hahnemann started doing this because he didn't want most of the plants and minerals and poisons of animals are very bad for us. They have a lot of poison in them. So he started diluting the substances in order to not harm us. But then he saw that as you dilute more and more, the remedy, that's how we called our healing cures, is more potent. So that's what we do today. And when he practiced this for a while, he saw that really what we get is this energetic frequency of the essence of the substance. And that's the diluted remedy. So we get a message, information about the earth, the plants, the minerals, the animals.
So could we say that this message that our body receives, it's in a way encoded in the energy of the substance that we are working with, and this is what stimulates the natural healing ability of each body that receives the remedies?
Yeah, because it works like two waves in physics that are similar and resonant each other. The wave of the disease and the wave of the substance that we use. And when they meet, they like cancel each other. That's how we get the body to get rid of this disease energy. Then the body can go back to his balance of freedom and health, and everything starts balancing and we get our health back.
And you talk about also the qualities of the mind and of the body of the person that is experiencing sickness. Does this mean that everything can be treated with homeopathy? I mean, psychological issues, because you, for example, were mentioning jealousy, which is a mental trait, an emotional trait. And we also treat physical symptoms at the same time that we treat the mental and emotional symptoms?
Well, we treat the human as a whole. We do not treat symptoms. We are not doctors. We look at the whole story of the disease of the person. We look about what we can mend, you know, what we can remedy, and how to help the person get his freedom of choice and like we open a window for him, for his souls. And when this window is open and he can ask himself the questions that will lead him to a better life and better choices in life, then he has this opportunity. Not everyone uses it. So if you ask me if we can heal everyone, no. If we can heal any disease, we don't heal diseases. We heal people. We remedy them. We give them the opportunity to look at themselves, to be conscious, and to make changes in their lives that will help them feel better and do better.
And when you say that we're not doctors, all the homeopaths, people who practice homeopathy, what do you mean by that? What's the difference between homeopathy and allopathy?
Well, the difference is that allopathy deals with matter. It deals with substance. It deals with symptoms. It deals with them in a matter of, and it's also called antipathy. So it deals with going against. You want to stop the pain and take down the fever and eliminate the inflammation. In homeopathy, you raise the awareness. And from there, the body just knows how to heal himself, to use the immune system, to use his common sense, and to practice the understanding that he had from the opportunity that he got to be aware of his life and things that we call it obstacles to cure, things in his life that interfere all the time. It could be a husband that is abusive. It could be food that is not healthy. It could be a job that he doesn't like or doesn't feel that he's fulfilling himself. So all these things, when you're aware and you are willing to make the change, then you're healed. So that's the difference.
As human beings, we just went through a huge pandemic that expanded worldwide.
Yeah.
How did homeopathy help people who were going through this? What was the role of homeopathy in the pandemic, to your understanding?
Yeah. So first of all, we're still in the war zone of this pandemic. And the way that we look at the pandemic is the way that we look at any pandemic for the last 200 years. So whether it's the flu or scarlet fever or typhoid fever, whatever plagues that the human know over the years, we treat them in the same way. We start observing. We look at the circumstances. We looked about on every aspect of the world. Like, as you say, it's a pandemic. If it was an endemic, we would look in a certain area, what's going on there. But if it's a pandemic, we try to look what's going on in the world. And many of you already knows many of the aspects that we look upon, because this is one of the things that this pandemic got us to look at things and be aware. So many of the people that took this opportunity, like a homeopathic remedy, did start looking at what's going on in this world. And this nasty virus, well, he showed us how material we are, how used we are to travel all around the world. And these are some of the things that we looked upon first of all. Then we look at the symptoms that this virus or any other epidemic is, what symptoms arise in each individual. And if the difference between curing a chronic patient that comes to you and you hear his whole life stories and every symptom that he has, mind and body, the difference here is that you have, we call it as if one person. So the whole world is susceptible to the same virus, to the same disease. And then we have to look at two things. We look, well, three things. The first thing is the circumstances, the world's circumstances, like I told you before. And then we have the properties of the virus. And then each individual with his tendencies, his susceptibilities, heritage, is the meeting between him and the virus would be different. So we start looking at cases and collecting the symptoms. We see, like in one individual, we will have this very high fever and cough, which is it's like a hoarseness or barking or suffocating. And this person feels very cold and he's not thirsty at all. And his mind is very anxious. He's afraid of dying and he's afraid that he's going to suffocate. So that's one person. Another person, same virus, will feel that he's very hot and he's very optimistic and he's very thirsty and the cough is very dry. And so that's like another type of interaction between the virus and the individual. And you start collecting many individuals and then you start looking at pictures of the disease and finding remedies that have similar picture. And so if you look at it philosophically, you're looking at the world and you see that the world is polluted and materialistic and going in very high speed. And the virus was like a trigger for many of our governments to restrict us and have all kinds of laws that we were not, we didn't know them before and were not legal. And now everything is rushed and like forced upon us. And it's happening everywhere in the world. So we can see what the virus brings us. If you look on our physical body, you see that it suffocates us. Yeah, it has an affinity to the lungs and it makes little clots there of blood and the circulation is problemed. And then we feel that we're suffocated. We need oxygen, right? So we can see that it's like the world with all the pollution and the restriction of the government, which is also suffocating us and isolating us and quarantining us and making us be at home, cannot go out for periods of time. Yeah, all this experience is very suffocating. So you can see the resemble between the symptoms that the virus afflicts on the body and the surrounding of our existence. And you see that everything that's like, when you look at this cure of like, or the rule of like cures like, you see that everything that goes on in your body, everything, every information that a virus or a germ brings to you is a mirror of what's going on in the world. So these are the things that we look upon. And when we collect all the symptoms, we get an amount of some remedies that like one or two are very dominant. And then we have another 10 or 20 that could be in rarer occasions or cases. And like it takes time because you learn, it takes time to see the connection between the symptoms and what's going on in the world and which remedies could be relevant. So you can look at the symptoms and say, okay, like if we have a patient that is very cold and he only water and he has this dry cough and he's sure that he's going to die and he's so afraid of his health. So that's like a remedy that we would give arsenicum album, which is a light metal that has the same symptoms. But if we try to think about the world and what's going on and what systems in the body are altered by the virus, so we can think about things that we have in the air, like if people are suffocating, so it means that there is too much CO2 in the air and there is not enough oxygen and there is a lot of, you know, most of the thing that we breathe in the air is nitrogen. Nitrogen is a very essential substance which we have in our body, in our DNA. And viruses, you know, they are these little creatures that only have an envelope and this DNA or RNA information inside them. And when they get into our body, they are parasites. They cannot live outside the cells for a long time. And then they just inject this material into our cells. And in time, they give a signal to our cells to reproduct them. And when they reproduct them, they make us sick, yeah, for a short amount of time. We feel the fever and the cough, but the information of this virus, like we were talking about the material world and not being connected to our DNA, our self, our souls, and going apart from these essentials and being all the time, our time is consumed with the cell phones and buying things and not connecting with each other and not connecting with nature and all the animosities in the world, the wars, the fires, the bombs, the eruption of mountains. All this energy has a lot of nitrogen in it. Nitrogen is a very important part in bombs. Did I lose you? Okay. In bombs and in eruption of mountains and in our fertilizing that we use in our food and in our breathing. So then we start looking for remedies that have nitrogen in them. And it could be the ammonia that we clean with. You know, it's a very aggressive material. And it could be the nitrogen in the earth or in the bombs. And then we look at the symptoms and we see that the symptoms correlate with the symptoms of our respiratory system with this virus. So we use them. We use the phosphates that we also have in our agriculture that are very bad for us. They also resonate with this disease. We use remedies from like plutonium, that is also radioactive, which is very, this is the time of the radioactive materials in the world. And so radioactivity, it also dissolves your DNA, yourself. That's the area of the body that it works on. So that's the way that we think in when we approach an epidemic, every epidemic, and this very interesting and worldwide epidemic. And we have, you were asking about treatment. So just when the epidemic began, we opened a line, a free line, to help people that were sick, the Israeli Homeopathic Association, and also another line that a homeopath that lives now in Israel, and he was collaborating with, it's called Homeopathy Help Now, and he was collaborating with a homeopathic academic in New York. So they were treating people in Israel and America. And many homeopaths without charge were treating, and they were exchanging information the whole corona until today. So it was very interesting, this collaboration with them, and then with India, that India has a lot of homeopaths there. So we did, we treated thousands of people in Israel and in the world with very, very nice success.
That is truly amazing, specifically the part where you explain the relation between what's happening outside in relation to what's happening inside.
Yeah.
And about what you said, I kept thinking how interesting our lives have become, that we, in a way, have propagated this virus, right? So it's a virus that doesn't allow us to breathe, when breath is the first expression of life.
Yeah.
When sickness comes in, the immunity system is compromised. So it depends what kind of sickness the person is experiencing. What is truly happening in the person. So, for example, if somebody has HIV, their immune system is very weak. Would homeopathy help the vital force in the person so as the immunity system to have more resources to act within the body? What can you say?
Well, I was talking before about this homeopath in Israel that founded the Homeopathy Help Now. He lived for many years in Tanzania, and he has a lot of clinics there, and taught the Tanzanian people how to practice homeopathy, all concerning HIV. So there is a lot of experience in helping people upgrade their immune systems, their white cells, in order to gain back their immunity. Yes.
So then could we say that the homeopathy interacts with our vital force? Because we were saying that it's not just that it helps with our bodies or fight sicknesses or just the mental processes of the person. And we were also talking about breath being the source of life, we could say, or the expression, the utmost expression of life. So would you say that homeopathy works hand in hand with the vital force as to help the, like, giving space for the vital force to express itself?
Well, the vital force by Hahnemann is a automatic things. It's energy. So the vital force, when sickness takes it off balance, the homeopathy remedy brings it back to balance. So the frequency of the energy of the body gets rid of the disease vibration, and then the body can express himself in all the levels, physically gain back his vitality, and mentally get back his faculties, and then be able to be his best self in helping humanity and doing things in this world that have meaning and that can influence as many people.
We've been talking about homeopathy as a treatment. What about homeopathy as a preventive? Is it possible to be used in that way? Because when somebody is very much in their center, their vital force is strong, it is not as easy for sickness to come in and do havoc in a body. But when a body is not being taken care of properly, it is easier for disease to spread in the body. So yeah. Would you say that homeopathy can also be used in a preventive way? I mean, to maybe potentize or help a person have good quality of life every day?
So there are two different things that I can talk about: the chronic situation and the acute situation, like an epidemic. So in the chronic phase, when a person comes to ask you for healing, you find the one individual remedy that covers the whole story that he's telling you. And when he gets the right remedy, that's his prevention, because then he gets stronger, and then he's much, when he meets all the enemies that we have from outside, whether it's people or animals or viruses, he's strong and he can handle it. He can bounce back to his health very quickly. And if we're talking about epidemics, when we find the one remedy that has the most frequency after we see many people, then we can use it to prevent other people from getting sick with the virus that we have now. So that could be different in each country, and it doesn't help everyone. But there are some remedies that we found that we can give prophylactic when the virus is very prevailing, or like in a family that they have one person that we know is sick, so then we will give it to the rest of the family, and it will help them not get the disease, or if they get it, it's much milder.
You were also talking about one remedy. Hahnemann taught about the usage of a single remedy. What can you tell us about this?
Well, that's what classical homeopathy deals with. It's the one story of the disease that a person can tell you. But that story is for this moment. So it doesn't mean that one person will get one remedy for the rest of his life. It could happen if this person had the same story all his life, and that means that he's very strong, or he didn't have many things that altered his health. But today, because we have so many things that bother our frequency in life, so many cellular energies and microwaves and animosities and chemicals and fighting, it's very difficult to keep the balance. And so people usually, when they come with many stories and traumas that occurred along the way. So we start giving them the one remedy that fits the last story, the story that they come with now. And after we give them this remedy, then we can peel this layer and we see sometimes another remedy, and then we give that remedy, and so on. In an epidemic, because it's not an individual remedy for the whole story of the chronic disease of the person, then we have more than one remedy that fits the virus. And then we will fit the individual accountant that happens between the person and the virus. But we take it from these 10, 20 remedies that we found that were effective.
So it's like peeling an onion layer by layer.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much, Liat, for sharing this with us. It has been really interesting, and your wisdom is a lot. It's like very big. So thank you very much for being with us today. And we hope to have you here sometime soon. Again, for those people who may be wanting to contact you, or they're interested in having homeopathic sessions or knowing more about homeopathy or getting in touch with you, how can they contact you?
Well, they can contact me on WhatsApp.
And what is the number they can dial?
Yeah, it's +972, which is that's for Israel, and then 523-343-454.
Can we say that again, please?
Yeah, it's +972-523-343-454.
Okay, so it's +972-523-343-454. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we really hope to have you again soon sometime.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. And thank you, Luciana.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.
I hope you've enjoyed today's interview. Before we say goodbye for today, I would like to remind you how important it is to stop letting your current circumstances make you think that you're not capable of creating a new reality for yourself, because you are. Self-love is the key to healing. And here are some affirmations you can say to increase your awareness and self-love. I am worthy of good health. I am open to seeing everything that is no longer serving me for what it is, and I am willing to see it through the eyes of love. I fully accept where I am, and I'm ready to seize the opportunity to grow. I most love the parts of me that need love the most right now. I focus on positive progress. I am supported and loved during this process. Even though there is discomfort inside of me, I love and approve of myself. Our guest today has been Leah Thaler. She is a classical homeopath registered in Israel who has been practicing for many years and teaching since year 2000. She is also a health coach and has a degree in science, a master in immunology. This is her first visit here at Inner Healers. We hope she can visit us again soon. Our topic for this show has been homeopathic approach to COVID-19. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. If you are into leading a healthy lifestyle, join us next Wednesday for more ways to bridge science and spirituality from a healthy standpoint.
You've been listening to Inner Healers, a radio show dedicated to sharing the latest news on integrative health, overall well-being, and spirituality. You can follow Inner Healers on Luciana's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Join producer and host Luciana Stiglitz next week to remember you can heal from within. You are an Inner Healer.